I'm the warm-up act. Anyway, I don't have my own slides to bring, but you already seen some of my work on the screen there. But what I do is I get on my little bicycle and I go around town taking pictures. Actually, a lot of them are in the suburbs. And I find them various ways. I find articles that need an illustration and go out to those places. And if I see something else on the way, I go and snap a picture. And sometimes it's with this fancy camera that can take pictures of things a long way away. It's got this long zoom lens. I tell you, it's great for eclipses. There's going to be an eclipse a week from Sunday. Anyway, and it does a number of other good things. But not all of you carry a camera like that. Some of you carry a little camera. And some of them carry a camera that's also a lot of other things, which is very convenient. What's good about this one is it's also a computer, and it has apps. It has something called, you can get, if it's Android, you can get something called the Commons app. And the Wikimedia Commons app will show you places that that are mentioned in Wikidata and don't have a picture. And then when you upload from that location, it'll suggest what particular categories it ought to belong to. And that's very handy. Then when I get home, I look at that picture again, and I adjust the categories, adjust the thing, because, you know, kind of hard to type in a lot of details on that little screen when you're out and the wind is blowing and the sun is shining on the screen. But, like I said, I go after targets by on a pre-planned basis, and also when I'm just on my way, bicycling along, I say, this is enough biking for a little while. What do we got? Take out the cell phone, and what's in this neighborhood? Another app, another thing to use is a website called WikiShootMe. And that website tells a whole lot about any particular territory. It says what Wikipedia articles are located there and whether they have a picture or not. It's color-coded. They have a. It shows what Wikidata points are there and whether it has a. Whether it has a photo. So you can use all both of these methods to find targets. And I go. Sometimes I even plot out ahead of time 10 different or 20 different targets. I go from one to another, and then I say, oh, look, there's an interesting church steeple over there, and suddenly I'm off the track and taking pictures of lots of little things. Sometimes I'm in Brooklyn, and I come across the old city of Brooklyn police stations, all of which are gorgeous. For some reason, the city of Brooklyn hired a great many good architects. So, yeah, you're going to have a lot of fun snapping pictures and uploading them.